I love that song. And for those of you that have visual capabilities on whatever device you're using, you'll notice that the background was peaceful, still waters. Kind of reminded me as I was walking by Mission Bay this morning, talking to the father about some different things. He reminded me about what it means to be present in his presence. And I wanted to start off with a short story here about a young man named Marcus, and this is called The Weight of the World. Jordan was always busy. About two people, actually, Jordan and Marcus. Jordan was always busy. Between work, school, and helping his family, there was never a moment to slow down. His phone buzzed constantly. Emails, messages, and reminders of everything he needed to do. He barely slept, living on coffee and determination. One Sunday, his friend Marcus invited him to church. Jordan hesitated. "I have so much to do. I can't afford to waste time." Marcus smiled. "Maybe that's exactly why you need to come." Reluctantly, Jordan went, and as the pastor spoke, he heard words that pierced through his exhaustion. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. For the first time in a long time, Jordan realized he wasn't meant to carry everything by himself. The world would keep spinning even if he had stopped. That night, he turned off his phone, prayed, and truly rested, trusting that God was in control. From then on, Jordan made space for God's rest, knowing that slowing down didn't mean falling behind. It meant trusting that God was holding everything together so he didn't have to. Does that sound familiar? Does this kind of situation sound familiar to any of you? If you were sitting here in the same room as I am, my hand would be going straight up. But you know what? There's power in the pause. And I've entitled this sharing, Pause for His Presence. You know, when we pause, wait, and listen, we become empowered by the presence of God for whatever may come our way. And what I really want to emphasize to you this evening is that if you're not living your life in the supernatural, according to the Christ in us, then it is in fact superficial. Because the supernatural realm simply means being above the natural realm. Okay? And at the moment that we were saved, a door was opened into the supernatural realm. But yet many Christians nowadays still live most of their lives in the superficial. They tap into the supernatural in prayer time, devotionals, and on Sunday at church. However, in their day-to-day living, it's mainly superficial. And when I say there's power in the pause, I mean there is power in making sure that throughout the day you pause and check in with God, asking for His leading, His wisdom, and His strength to overcome anything that may present itself. To check in with Him as Jesus taught to us, pray, Thy kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because as you pause, ask God, what is Your will for me today? You know, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me," in John chapter 10, verse 27. There's power in the pause. It's in the pause that we quiet our quiet down our lives and drown out the turmoil, the confusion, the voice of the media, the voice of the world. And we tap into that still small voice, like a gentle whisper. It's a voice of hope and love and a voice of authority at the same time. Christ has the final authority, and once we became a born-again child of God, the door became wide open to be in his presence. Now, Jesus gave a powerful prayer for us in John chapter 17, verse 15 through 16. So I'm gonna flip to that right now. John chapter 15, verse 16. I'm sorry, John 17. Sorry, 17 verse 15. There we go. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. You know, in this section of Scripture, Jesus tells us that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Because we are constantly being tossed back and forth from all the turmoil that life has to offer. And it never ends. It goes on and on and on and on. Have you ever been watching a movie? Have you ever watched a movie at home and you needed to stop for a moment to go to the restroom or to get a beverage, to get some popcorn? What do? You hit the pause button. You hit the pause button so you can refresh yourself, relieve yourself, do whatever it is you got to do to resume the movie. And then life goes on. Pausing for the presence of God is exactly like that. You hit the pause button, and all the action just comes to a complete standstill. And then when you're feeling rejuvenated, refreshed, whatever the case may be, you simply hit the play button again. And you power through life as God intended you to do. There is power in the pause to remember who we are. Born again, a child of the Most High God, and Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and he's our shepherd. Because remember, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. When we pause long enough to listen, we hear that still, small voice. I like to think of our lives as being on like a timeline, visually. Because you know, you kind of see in history books, you see a timeline, you got a 1 year, and then you have a dash, and then you have the final year. So our lives, most of it takes place with that dash. And you may or may not remember most of the things from your childhood or whatever the case may be, but God sees and knows the whole thing within that dash. And he sees our life's timeline from the moment we were conceived right through the end of our time here on earth. So guess what? Why not hit the pause button and see what God would have us to know? Especially when things are constantly, we're in the age of information. We're asking questions today that we did not ask many, many years ago. Because it's like information is right there at our fingertips. But you know what? A pause, pausing for God's presence, is like taking a break from the outside world. Because that is the thing that is ultimately standing in our way of perfect peace. There's another short story that I wanted to share, and I had trouble finding it. Maybe one of these days I'll bring it up. But it has to do with competition. There was a king that threw an art competition, and there were two artists. One of the artists drew a picture of something or other, and then the other artist drew a picture of a bird that had its nest in like a behind a waterfall. And somehow, so the illustration was that the bird, behind all the chaos of the waterfall and all that noise, found perfect peace. So I guess we should try to be more like that bird. Undisturbedly peaceful, as I call it. But I wanted to throw out some scriptures here to guide our pursuit of God's presence while we're taking the pause. Because while you are on pause, when you hit that pause button, what kinds of things should you actively pursue? When you take that pause from day-by-day living. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, it says, "Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord of a pure heart." So pursue righteousness. John chapter 14, verse 27. This verse directly talks about peace. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So pursue peace. Of course, when you hit the pause button, that's ultimately what we're looking for. We're looking for that moment of peace, to be in the presence of God, because with God's presence comes a whole list of other wonderful things. Psalm 100. We used to sing this one quite a bit. But it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." There's a lot of things that I think about, a lot of mind pictures when I think about pausing to be in the presence of God. Not only attempting to be like that bird behind the waterfall, what about green pastures and still waters? There's a lot of wonderful illustrations in the book of Psalm that talks about what it means to be in God's presence. Psalm 51, verse 11 says, "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me." So pursue God himself. You hit the pause button, talk to the Father about whatever's going on in your heart. Pursue love. Matthew 22, verse 37. Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." How about this one? Pursue purpose. All of these things when we're in the presence of God. Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." What about this one? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. When you hit the pause button, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. But in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, lastly, what I have here is pursue a pure heart. Lot of the times when we forget to hit the pause button, it's because our hearts are constantly churning like a hamster wheel. It just keeps going and going and going and going and going with all of our thoughts, feelings, emotions, feeling inadequate at times, unworthy. Our hearts often get involved. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. So, when you think of yourself hitting that pause button, how do you see yourself? Maybe like that bird behind the waterfall, being completely and totally at peace. Green pastures, what about still waters? Being in the presence of God is a phenomenal subject. It's just one of my favorites. But it's so important to hit that pause button because life as we know it is very fleeting. Here today, gone tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what tomorrow brings. So hitting that pause button and treating today as another opportunity to enjoy the presence of God. Okay? So I trust what God wanted us to think about tonight is clear. Pause for His presence. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonderful privilege it is to be in your presence every moment of the day, Father, no matter the turmoil, no matter the circumstances, no matter what life throws at us, Father. It is always a good time to hit the pause button and bask in your presence. So I just say thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.